In a world full of boring stories, bad videos, and marketing misinformation, one very tall man with a weird last name will use his microphone.
Is this thing on?
Use his video marketing knowledge.
It's the red button, right?
And use his friends.
Please be on the show.
To change that. You are listening to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian. What? No, that's how you pronounce it. Well, if you say so, your host, Ian Garlic.
Ian Garlic here, and today we're talking about the 100-point game, specifically Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game in the NBA, how that relates to your marketing, and how you can get a 100-point game, plus a tool to help you analyze what your market, your specifically your video marketing potential is. March 2nd, 1962, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game. This is an NBA game. An NBA game. The best players in the world. Are players arguably better now? Yes. But Michael Jordan never scored 100 points. No one scored 100 points since then. And that was without a three-point score. There were no three-pointers at that time. So how did this happen? What were the keys to doing this? Well, if you know me, you know I love Malcolm Gladwell. I've learned so much from reading his books, from listening to his podcasts. And revisionist history, he went over this in The Big Men Can't Shoot. I highly suggest listening to that because that dives deeper into the psychology of this. But the key to Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points in that game, he didn't score it the year before, he didn't come close, and he didn't do it after, were free throws. And free throws are one of the fundamentals of basketball. It is one of those things that if you're really good at free throws in basketball, no, it's bigger chance to foul you. It's a bigger chance for you to score with the timer, with the clock stopped. And that's exactly what happened. But what was unique about Wilt Chamberlain at that time were his free throws that year were shot underhanded. And in that podcast with Malcolm Gladwell, which I highly suggest you listen to, I'm summarizing it right now, but it is a fantastic podcast. I wish I could have a podcast like that. You know, it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of people, and we're doing a lot of other things here. But what he talks about there on that podcast was the 100-point game was shot underhanded, and underhanded free throws actually are much better percentage chance of winning. Everyone in the NBA actually knows that. They have a much better chance of going in. I said winning, but I meant going in. So why doesn't everyone shoot underhand free throws? Well, because they're not pretty. First of all, let's talk about concentrating on fundamentals, right? This is one of the things that in your marketing you need to do. Concentrate on the fundamentals. What are some of the fundamentals? You know, we've had Brian Kurtz on the Garlic Marketing Show talking about the offer, about copy, about the list, about your customer journey. Knowing your customer journey is one of the fundamentals. But what are one of the fundamental types of videos, fundamental types of content that you need to be creating? Customer stories. Your client stories are the absolute fundamental. If you've watched any of the episodes, Giants of Video with Rick Cesari, Rick Cesari talks about Sonicare, GoPro, George Foreman Grill. You know, when I also had on Tom Breeze on the Giants Video, he talked about brands that built off of man on the street videos, aka customer story videos. This is where we all need to be spending more time. How much time have you spent on your logo? How much time have you spent on trying to figure out Facebook ads? How much time have you spent designing your website or picking out your colors or, you know, all of this stuff that really, in the end, people forget. But your customer stories can transform your business. It is one, the fundamental, the absolute fundamental of marketing. It will dictate your copy. It will dictate your offer. It will bring in people. People will remember stories. It is one of the absolute fundamentals. But it's not sexy. It is not sexy. It can be made sexy. We've made really cool looking videos here at Authentic Web. And our Story Cruise partners can help you create amazing customer story videos anywhere around the world. And go to storycruise.com. But those customer story videos are where you need to be spending your time. And is one of the fundamentals. It will help you to shoot that 100-point game for your business. But we don't want to spend time there. Everyone wants to do the three-pointer, the turnaround jump shot. Those are all cool. You watch Jordan, the highlights aren't him shooting free throws for the most part. But there's a couple games where he won at the free throw line, and that is crucial. Many games are won and lost at the free throw line. But we don't spend a whole lot of time there because it doesn't make the highlight reel. But it wins games. Now, if you want to have the sexiest, coolest marketing out there, that's great. But if you want marketing that works, if you want to get that 100-point game, you have to concentrate on the fundamentals. And I'm going to talk about a tool in a second to analyze that. But the second part I want to talk to you about is the fact that Wilt Chamberlain was shooting underhanded. Underhand free throws, they are, once again, not sexy. In fact, they're ugly. It is embarrassing to some people, right? That is why there was only one player that Don Gladwell talks about, go listen to the podcast, who shot underhand free throws in the NBA. You're going to have to find out on his podcast. I'm not completely spoiling that podcast for you, but what I'm saying is you've got to get past what other people are thinking of you. That is the second big point here. Is Wilt Chamberlain fell down to that idea that he needed to shoot free throws the other way and never came close to a 100-point game again. His free throw percentage was miserable, but it could have been better if he wouldn't have cared what his peers thought. And I see this time and time again. Everyone's looking at what their peers are thinking. They're wondering about it and they're like, oh, I want to do something like that. Instead of saying, I want to do something different and better, they say, I want to get to that level. And, actually in his book, Outliers, now Gladwell talks about this too. When you're chasing people, if that the person in the middle of a class at an Ivy League school or second or third is nowhere near the person at the top of a middle tier school. Because that person at the top isn't chasing people, isn't chasing tactics, isn't chasing anything. And when your marketing is just trying to stay with the status quo, you are chasing. You are chasing other people. And you will never be beyond them, and you'll be worried about your peers. So what does that mean? So that means if you're looking around at your peers and going, and we all do this, like, I can't do that because what will they think of me? What will they think of me? I mean, I fall to this too. And I get very frustrated with it. I've made some frustrating comments, with other videographers commenting about lighting or whatever on our videos. Guess what? I'm getting it done. You should be getting it done too. Customer stories, fundamentals, get them done. Ask for them, and don't worry about what your peers think if you're being braggadocious or that you shouldn't be, using your clients and your patients in such a way. Those stories are the crux of your marketing. That way they speak, the way they talk, they can do so much for you. And down below, we'll put a link to our little case story course that I created. It's 10 videos. It's free to get the idea of creating video case stories, right? Not testimonials. You'll notice I didn't talk about testimonials because testimonials are not a fundamental. It's your customer stories are a fundamental. Storytelling is a fundamental. We need to work on it. Work on those stories. Constantly be working on it. Hours and hours and hours at that free throw line, getting your customer stories. Plus, we've got to push past. You've got to be self-aware enough to realize what is stopping you from doing this. Is it worrying about what other people are going to think about you? Is it worrying about asking your customers for the stories? Is it worrying about how to present them or worrying that you're going to make it perfect? Stop with that and get to that free throw line. Shoot that underhand shot. Don't worry what other people think because I promise you, it's going to go in and make you some money. You're going to get that 100-point game. So, 100-point game, fundamentals, not worrying what other people think. Simple as that. It takes work. It takes work. But you also need motivation. And what's the motivation? Well, you want to be more successful. Well, I want to show you how much more successful you can be, using customer stories. Down below of this video, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening to the podcast, you know, obviously you can go over to YouTube or click on the link. We are going to have our case story opportunity score evaluator. You can go in there. It's just about 10 yes or no questions. Boom, boom, boom. You fill it out and it will show you how much money you could be making on a monthly basis if you collect customer stories and use them the right way. This is based on our data. This is based on a lot of data we have out there. But the long-term value of customer stories is way beyond this calculator. I'll be honest, we put it on the low side. So you probably have 2-3x, but on the low side, if you go do this, you'll be able to calculate how much you're missing by not using customer stories, by not focusing on the fundamentals, by not pushing past that fear to getting to that 100-point game. And if you are a really big basketball fan and you want to learn more about marketing fundamentals and how to really think about marketing and just fundamentals in general and get inspired, make sure to watch the Pat Williams episode of the Garlic Marketing Show. It's still one of my favorites. We talk about Jordan. We talk about Disney. We talk about Coach John Wooden and fundamentals. We talk about the fundamentals of sports marketing. Check that out. And if you want to learn more about the fundamentals of video and video marketing, make sure to subscribe. Just click that subscribe button. Make sure to comment and make sure to hit that bell so you get notified, because I'm going to be putting out more videos like this, not only to inspire you, but to help you understand what goes into great case stories, the other fundamentals, the 10 types of videos, how to structure those videos, what's working now. All of that stuff will be going on our YouTube channel here. And if you're listening to the podcast, make sure to go over, just type in cruisetube.com. You'll be able to subscribe to our YouTube channel and you'll be able to see all of this visually, see my beautiful face, see Wilt Chamberlain's beautiful shot, his underhand free throws. You'll be able to see all of that and much more. Thank you very much and make sure to work on those fundamentals. Take the test, check out your opportunity score. Video, you know it'll make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? Storycruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at storycruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to storycruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow Ian Garlic on Facebook.